Lastly, let's talk about the Village's downtown area. In recent years, there has been some development along Main Street, although much of the focus has been on the Dutch Boys and the windmill projects. But these developments are both west of the Village Hall. And as you had mentioned just a little earlier, you've now opened an office to the east of the Village Hall. How do we help develop the downtown area east of the hall? And how can we keep existing businesses and attract new businesses like yours to this area?
Well, neither you nor I have enough time to belabor how to get our downtown more active. I've been involved with ALC Advanced Little Chute, board of director on there, and I know that group is looking at disbanding, but nonetheless, when I was on ALC, I was also involved in different subcommittees, and one of those subcommittees was the retail committee. And
ALC is Advanced Little Chute.
Advanced
yeah.
Little
Chute.
Yeah. Yep. The short and sweet of it is that we need more people concentrated living closer to downtown. Mm-hmm. Hence the reason why I didn't financially support the Dutch Boys project, but I did think that we needed to listen to what the developer was proposing. Also, the Village has acquired properties along Grand Avenue in targeting senior housing. To me, that's how we're going to keep this downtown. We need to get the areas around the center of town in somewhat of a redeveloped fashion, whether it's sprucing up the exterior facades of homes, getting people to buy into the fact that, you know what, take responsibility and take a sense of pride in your home. And I don't mean that negatively. We do have a lot of people that care greatly about their homes. But to me, that's how you're going to get more people downtown. Also, quite honestly, the merchants need to promote what they can do or provide, whether it's word of mouth or advertising. And one of the things that came out of the Advanced Little Shoot sessions was that, for instance, we were looking at a cheese outlet. We were saying the cheese outlet would be good downtown. The issue with that is that there's not enough retail traffic, not enough foot traffic downtown right now for that business to be sustainable. So they needed to have a backdoor business selling via the internet or large quantities or something of that sort. So the bottom line is there's no cut and dried answer to the question. Do you want the Village to put more regulations on so that we don't have tattoo parlors or we don't have bars? And believe me, I don't have nothing against a tattoo parlor. I have one myself. I just, it's the sense that people get. And I don't think people want us as a Village to put more regulations on. What we really need or really want is to work with the building owners and encourage a certain type of development. If you can encourage Mr. Somm to look and actively pursue a unauthentic Dutch bakery. You know, those are the types of, you have to communicate that to the building owners. And again, I think, you know, Advanced Little Chute was starting to do that, but the wind kind of they lost the wind in their sails, and I'm not sure that where that's going to go right now, but, you know, it is what it is. So,
And Mr. Somm, just to clarify, is the owner of the downtown building that used to be, I think, the Lux Hardware, isn't that right?
Originally,
many years ago, yes.
Yep. Regardless of whatever communication comes from the Village, the bottom line is that the property owners, the tenants, and the community need to support these businesses. If you run to Menards for all your miscellaneous home improvement needs, don't expect to see a hardware store come back to downtown. Our small businesses in town are going to succeed or fail based on the support of the community, not solely by what local government offers as incentives. We need to help when possible, and I feel we have great programs available. revolving loan, the facade renovation program, the microloan. But the bottom line is it still takes the business person to operate it correctly.